Our guest at the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So we're going to talk about a couple of movies here. One is Roma, and the other is Mowgli, and that's not the whole title, Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle. And neither one of these movies is likely to be a big holiday blockbuster. But Roma is getting mentioned now as an Academy Award possible winner, maybe best movie of 2018.
It's likely. It's got a chance. It's done really well at the various film festivals, so I've been hearing about it for months, and it's getting raves from the critics. I have only heard of a couple who weren't just wild about it.
99% approval of the critics on Rotten Tomatoes and 95% audience approval. This is a domestic drama set in Mexico City in the 70s, and it's filmed in black and white.
And, I forgot to mention, it's in Spanish.
Oh, really?
It's a foreign language movie, too.
Okay, this is definitely going to be a niche thing, a niche audience.
Occasionally, they speak English. Occasionally. Okay. And occasionally, they speak this dialect, the native's dialect, which, you know, it's in its own. They have to show that it's, when they're doing the subtitles, they show that it's in a different language from the Spanish. They have little marks around it.
Do you speak Spanish?
Un poco. A little
bit. Were you able to follow this?
I was able to follow, but it has subtitles.
I see. Oh, well, sure. I understand.
But I got some of it. I wouldn't have been able to follow the whole thing. But the
director is?
Alfonso Cuarón. He won the Oscar for Best Director for Gravity a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he's done one of the Harry Potter movies. He's pretty versatile. This is a memoir of his childhood, and he wanted it to be in black and white and to be a little bit, it's kind of dreamlike in some ways, but it's a lot of incidents that happened to him as a child, and it focuses on this woman named Cleo, who is the family's, she's the housekeeper, she takes care of the dog, she does everything for them, and she's live-in. They have other servants, too. But she's mainly their nanny. The father is a doctor, and the wife and her mother all live there. But they're wealthy enough that they have these servants. Mm-hmm. And the woman is based on his actual Cuarón's actual nanny, and she's around still, and she got to see the movie. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice tribute to her. And the woman that plays the role, her name is Yalitza Aparicio. Has a chance of being nominated for Best Actress.
This is set in a neighborhood called Roma in Mexico City, a vivid and emotional portrait of domestic strife and social hierarchy amidst political turmoil of the 1970s. If this movie is nominated, and especially if it wins for Best Picture, that would be remarkable, would it not, for a Spanish language?
Yes, it would be. But it wouldn't be remarkable for the Mexican directors, because the last 4 years have been won by a Mexican director.
Is that right?
Yes, they're friends. Alfonso, he won for Gravity. Then 2 years later, the next year, Alejandro Iñárritu won for Birdman, and he won again. Iñárritu won the next year for The Revenant, and last year Guillermo del Toro won for The Shape of Water.
Wow. What's going on down south of the border? We're talking with Alice Reese, and Alice is, of course, a movie critic for the Herald Banner. Now, Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle, is coming out, and of course, this is based on the Jungle Book and the Rudyard Kipling story. We call it the Jungle Book, based on the famous Disney movie, and the everyone knows this story. And it's getting good reviews, but you say it's kind of getting buried.
It was started out being with Warner Brothers and ended up with Netflix, and they will be releasing it. It will be in some theaters, but not as broadly as we expected, and it's going to be released right away on Netflix.
And is it going to be in theaters at all?
Yes, it is. It's starting in several several, but not the wide release that this kind of movie usually gets. Mm. And the other thing that's remarkable about it is that it's really not for kids.
Right. It says it's a PG-13, and it says intense sequences of action, violence, including bloody images. So if you think you're taking a child to see The Jungle Book, the Disney movie, it's definitely not that.
Well, they did a live-action Jungle Book before, about a year and a half ago, and that's the error. That's the problem. Then Warner Brothers decided to make their very own, and it's the same story.
It's too soon.
But it's too soon, and the conflict, well, anyway, they're both of those movies, this one included, are masterpieces of CGI because they create all these animals. There's a boy, the Mowgli character in this one, in both of them, and he's around, and there's a few other humans, but it's the animals are all created through magic of, of CGI.
Amazing, yeah. So we're almost out of time, but of course, the biggest holiday movies yet to come, and maybe the biggest of all, will be Mary Poppins coming out December 19th.
Yeah, Mary Poppins Returns is, I just can't believe how wonderful it is, and it's going to do very, very well with the family. It's for all ages, and a lot of the adults, after I saw it, they said, oh, well, I want to go back and watch the original, but you don't want to do that because, speaking of CGI, what they can do today and what that looked like before. It's just absolutely amazing.
Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner, movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.